This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Paris Air Show opened to the public today, which is nice for the public and all. Lots of cool planes to see. But the truth is, the business end of the thing has been going on all week. Boeing and Airbus and makers of all kinds of smaller planes hawking their wares. The aerospace industry is a big deal economy-wise, which, as Christopher Worth reports, explains the list of attendees.
You expect to hear the French national anthem at the Paris Air Show. But at this ribbon-cutting ceremony at the American Pavilion, the Star-Spangled Banner is loud and clear.
And the rocket's red glare.
The United States has the largest pavilion at the show. And amid all the plane makers, defense companies, and parts manufacturers, the place is crawling with American elected officials, including this guy.
I'm Richard Shelby, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a rainy day.
Shelby is the senior senator from Alabama. He's a regular attendee who's leading a delegation of 6 senators to the show. Ask an American politician what justifies coming to Paris, and Shelby's response is a lot like others.
There are 400 American companies represented here, including people that are tied to thousands of jobs in America.
Yes, they always cite American jobs, and this at a time of reduced U.S. military spending. The U.S. Air Force couldn't afford to display a single aircraft at the show. Marion Blakey of the Aerospace Industries Association says that's why being at an international trade show is all the more important this year for American aerospace companies.
The federal budget cuts that we're having in the United States argues for more attention to exporting.
For example, France has struck a deal to buy American-made drones. And in this business, it's not just about the price of an aircraft. Blakey says a senator's handshake instills trust in American products abroad.
Members of Congress, they understand that we're going to have to be out there marketing what the United States has to offer very aggressively if we're going to stay competitive on a worldwide basis.
But some take issue with that.
We don't elect these people to actually be hucksters and salesmen of American private sector wares.
Steve Ellis is with the Washington-based Taxpayers for Common Sense. He questions the costs of trips like these.
Anytime we look at these congressional delegations, we have to ask ourselves, is this really more like a de facto vacation? If it is Paris, and they're still going to the cafes, and they're still being put up on the taxpayer's dime in some nice hotel and wining and dining with their spouse and a bunch of staff.
None of the Senate offices contacted answered questions on costs. But what's most noticeable at the air show is the battle between U.S. states for the same American jobs. I spoke with a number of American governors in Paris.
My name is Martin O'Malley. I'm the Democratic governor of Maryland.
I'm Jay Nixon, the governor of the state of Missouri.
Sam Brownback, governor of Kansas.
I'm Governor Mary Fallon from the state of Oklahoma.
22 states have booths at the show this year. Governors like Fallon meet with companies like Boeing and Airbus and parts suppliers. They offer tax breaks and infrastructure investments and a cutthroat competition to bring work to their states.
Frankly, for states that aren't at the show, they're missing opportunities because when they're not here, I am here, and I am here getting the business.
Oklahoma expects to spend roughly $50,000 in state funds on the Paris Air Show, and Fallon says it's worth every penny. In Paris, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.